Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Thursday of week one, and we are on page 8 in the School of Prayer devotional book. The verse at the top of the page is Psalm 104:33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. There's something about music that moves us so deeply, right? And it appears that that was true long before modern instruments and technology. And often when I'm reading the Psalms, I try to imagine what it sounded like for the Israelites to gather and sing to the Lord. I wonder if it resembled our worship nights in any way. I think it's important for us to remember that the Psalms were indeed written as songs that praise God. And like I mentioned earlier this week, we can learn so much vocabulary for exalting God through reading those words. And we can also learn from our modern worship music. Today's prompt is to choose a worship song, whether it's a new song to you or a familiar favorite, and then to let that lead you into a time of praise. Now, if you'll allow me, I'd love to offer one suggestion. Choose a song today that is God-centric, not me-centric. Does that make sense? Sometimes we sing a lot about ourselves, but today let's choose a song that shifts the focus off of self and instead focuses on who the Lord is and what he does. The song I'm choosing today is Tremble by Mosaic MSC. And just a bonus bit of info, I actually discovered the Spanish version of this song first. So if you or someone you know is interested, you can find worship songs recorded in Spanish and other languages. This song resonates with me, and it draws my mind to Psalm 77. It actually causes me to look back and remember God's might, his sovereignty, and his love for me in a season when I was deeply troubled. Remembering is an important component of learning to praise God. Do you remember what he did back when? The Psalms do that all the time. Remember when he led you out of slavery? Well, praise him for that. Trust him to lead you now. So that's what we're going to do in practice today. First, I'm going to read a portion of Psalm 77 and then just a portion from the song Tremble, and then I'll pray. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. And when the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. Peace, bringing it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still, calm the sea, call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Pray with me. O Lord, as we come and praise you today, yet again, I praise you for your might. I praise you for your power. I praise you for your presence. I praise you that you are always with me, that you are always with us, that you see us, that you know us. That the circumstances, the situations, the burdens, the troubles, the hurts, the things that we are walking through, they are not a surprise to you, nor are they outside your control. They're not outside of your love and care. And God, as we walk through the brokenness of this world and have to endure the painful consequences of the sin that has broken so many things, God, I cling to your word. That when the waters see you, when the waters see you, the waters are afraid. The storm is afraid. The brokenness is afraid. because of the vastness of who you are, because you are high above all other gods, because you are greater, greater, greater. And God, as I feel my heart start to tremble in fear and anxiety and worry of the things that I see around me, would you still my heart and open my eyes to see that it's the broken things that tremble at your name, that one day all those things will be made new and made right, that full restoration and reconciliation is possible now and will come one day. God, I ask that you would still us in your presence today, that the trembling that we would do would be a trembling of awe at who you are and your holiness and your love for us. May that be our tremble. We love you and we praise you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.